Today, Democrat John Kerry took his message to the National Guard Association on the heels of President Bush's speech to the same group earlier this week. Senator Kerry blasted the president's portrayal of the war in Iraq.
True leadership is about looking people in the eye and telling them the truth, even when it's hard to hear. 2 days ago, President Bush came before you, and you received him well, as you should. And I'm grateful for your reception here today. But I believe that the president failed that fundamental test of leadership. He failed to tell you the truth.
Mr. Kerry says the demands of the Iraq War have left the Guard and Reserve overextended. NPR Scott Horsley is traveling with the Kerry campaign and joins us now from Las Vegas. Scott, Senator Kerry has used some tough language this afternoon, as we just heard, in accusing the president of sugarcoating the picture in Iraq.
That's right, Michelle. He said that President Bush had failed the fundamental test of leadership because he had not leveled with the troops and the nation about the real situation in Iraq. Senator Kerry says each passing day brings more chaos, more violence, more indiscriminate killings to the country. And he criticized the president for mentioning none of that in his speech to this same group on Tuesday. Even some Republicans are sounding an alarm about what's happening in Iraq. This week, the administration thought to shift more than $3 billion from reconstruction into security, and Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska called that an acknowledgment that the U.S. is in, quote, deep trouble.
Well, Senator Kerry is essentially saying that the Bush administration has lied about Iraq, and I take that the Bush camp is already responding.
Well, yes, not directly, but the Bush campaign has stitched together a video of various statements that Senator Kerry has made on Iraq over the last couple of years, even though Senator Kerry himself insists he's been as clear as he can be in the eyes of many people. Those statements taken as a whole do not add up to a coherent message on Iraq, at least not one that's well-suited for a 30-second political ad. Today, a Bush spokesman accused Kerry of adopting the anti-war rhetoric of Howard Dean, whom Kerry himself had criticized last December during the run-up to the Democratic primaries. And this really has been an Achilles heel for Kerry. Even though many Americans are getting more and more concerned about the situation in Iraq, candidate Kerry has not been the most effective spokesman for their worries. He can say, as he did today, that President Bush made serious mistakes in taking the country to war, but he will not say, at least so far, even as some Republicans have, that it was a mistake for him to vote to authorize that war.
Tens of thousands of National Guard and Reserve forces are serving in Iraq. What did candidate Kerry have to say about that as he spoke to this group?
Well, he said that the National Guard has been severely overstretched by its duties in Iraq and that that's causing hardship for Guard families and also leaving Guard units here in the U.S. shorthanded for jobs like fighting fires and cleaning up after hurricanes. The audience here, which is made up of National Guardsmen and former Guardsmen, I would say greeted Senator Kerry's critique of President Bush with sort of polite silence, but he got his most enthusiastic applause when he talked about providing the Guard with more respect and more resources.
Did Senator Kerry say anything about President Bush's National Guard service?
No, he did not. He's pretty much left it to the Democratic National Committee to juice those charges that President Bush used family influence to get into the Texas Air National Guard and thereby avoid service in Vietnam. That's part of the DNC's overall effort to brand the president as a fortunate son. But no, Senator Kerry left that unsaid today.
NPR Scott Horsley is traveling with the Kerry campaign and joined us from Las Vegas. Thanks, Scott.
My pleasure, Michelle.